Welcome to the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast. If you want to learn how to make your first $100 online with Amazon in less than 24 hours, go to www.entrepreneurideadads.com. In this episode, how do you start a $50,000 business from scratch in 2013? That and more coming up.
You're listening to the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast. The proud home of dad entrepreneurs, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey toward entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes. No living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. Just real, actionable, and realistic entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Bartlett and Dean Soto.
Hey, welcome to the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast. This is Dean Soto.
And I'm Brett Bartlett.
Hey, what is going on, my man?
Nothing much. Just getting back into the swing of things. Holidays are over. I had family from out of town here. They left. And so I'm slowly recovering from my black plague cold. So once again, I apologize if I cough in parts of this episode, but I'm actually feeling 100 times better. So been doing a lot of business stuff and trying to get going for 2013, have big goals, big plans, and really excited to talk about this episode.
We were talking earlier and Brett, oh man, I'm all over the place. I don't know. I'm jittery. I need to get rid of this coffee. Anyway, we were talking and Brett was saying how smooth he was because he was turning off his mic. He was muting his mic while he was coughing, but little did he know that his computer was defaulting to his other mic, his onboard mic. And so all during the podcast, last podcast, if you heard it, you'd hear out of nowhere. And hopefully we won't have that today. No.
You know, it just proves that to make money online, you don't have to be tech savvy. So,
cool, man. Everything's going well sales wise, and everything's going well Amazon wise. Yeah,
yeah, it's still kicking. I mean, it's not December, but man, just putting some things in place, and I'm really hoping for a big 2013. Nice. I'm putting the work in for a big 2013.
Nice. And actually, that'll probably come into play when we get to our email feedback.
Yes.
Yeah, everything's good on my end, sort of. I had a bit of a scare happen this week with one of my products. This is what happens when you're in a product business, in business in general. You always deal with competition. One of my products that brings in a good amount of money suddenly got a very good competitor. We pretty much had all of the market for this type of style of WordPress plugin, and all of a sudden we have a new competitor out there. So it's not going to be that big of a deal because we do position ourselves a little bit better, but it was kind of scary when you have some of your customers and some developers that you have relationships with saying, hey, you should check out this other plugin. It's like yours, but it does this. And I'm like, oh, crap. but we'll get through it. It's not that big of a deal.
No, I love that point. I get emails all the time too. Hey, I've been selling this product and all of a sudden there's competition and I don't like it, you know? It's like, look, anytime anybody knows that there's money involved where you can make money, there's going to be competition. Some it's, you know, a harder barrier to entry. Others, it's not. Yeah. And so you have to know in business, if you want to become an entrepreneur, expect competition and then always be, you know, moving forward so that you're not that thrown off by it.
Yeah, exactly. Because you could react in a way where it's like, okay, well, I'll just copy what they're doing, or I'll get mad and frustrated, or something of that nature. But you have to kind of treat it as a game. Okay, well, they just copied me and also added this. Okay, well, how can I completely change the game again like I did the last time? Or how can I find a product that I can sell on Amazon, Etsy, eBay, or whatever that nobody else knows about yet. And it's great because that'll teach you, ultimately, it's going to teach you to be way more resourceful than your competitor, because at some point in time, you're just going to have more connections, you're going to have more knowledge, you're going to have more of an advantage than your competitor has, who's just really just copying you, and then, or, you know, someone who's coming into the space where they're selling the same type of product as you, they're really just copying. That's just about it. So you have that advantage of you were there first at one point in time. You can be first again somewhere else.
That's right. Oh, and I have another update real quick. And it's a big one. My daughter said dada for the first time today.
How cool.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that before we started recording. So she's been saying mama for the past like 2 months or month or something. So I've slowly, every time my wife Noelle leaves, I tell Cambria, my daughter, I just say dada, 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 dada. Today it was like a mumbled dada that came out, but it was dada. So I was really excited.
That's awesome, man. Oh, yeah. That has to be the best feeling.
Yeah, it was great.
How cool.
Anyways, back to your update. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's it. That was my update. Yours is much more happy-go-lucky than mine is. And but yeah, it's that's where I'm at right now. And then just doing the normal grind. And in fact, one of the things that we'll talk about in the with the email feedback, I think it kind of plays. We were talking about it earlier about kind of getting things done and so on. So I'll save my update on that till later.
All right, sounds good.
Cool, man. So do you have that email up?
I do.
Sweet. Why don't you go ahead and get it going?
All right. So this comes from Mary. And Mary writes, "Hi, guys. I love to hear your views, advice on procrastination." She says that she's guilty of it too. And she's just kind of wondering how it sounds like she wants to know, how do you battle through procrastination? And it looks like she's suggesting a type of accountability group or, you know, a mastermind or a focus group or something like that, where she could help stay accountable for her procrastination.
Yeah.
And so, Dean, do you have any tips or tricks on working through procrastination? And why don't you define procrastination first so that there's no confusion?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. So obviously procrastination in the general sense is just not doing something now what you could be doing, you know, putting off for later. But there are some times when you need to procrastinate or is good to procrastinate. So this is the type of procrastination where, you know, you have something that you really need to get done, product, or you need to learn something, you need to be able to start, you need to go get clients or whatever it is, and you're just putting it off because it might be too difficult, it might take too much time, you have better things, quote unquote, that you need to do. And so that's the type of procrastination we're talking about. But there is the good kind of procrastination where you're waiting and waiting and waiting for an opportunity, say to get a new product to put on Amazon or something like that, and you don't want to jump in too soon where you're going to be spending too much money or something like that. But we're looking at the bad procrastination.
Right.
I'll go first. And because you and I were talking about this earlier, it's one of the big misconceptions is that when you are working on your own, that you have a ton more time. That time is when you have a full-time job, you only have 2 hours, 4 hours after getting off work to be able to do anything in your side job. Well, it's not as though when you are working completely on your own that all of a sudden you have this absolute focus time where you can get a whole bunch of stuff done. I procrastinate like crazy on things that I need to get done, mainly because like I said before, I feel like there's other things that I need to do, or it's stuff that's too hard. And so this is something that as an entrepreneur, you really have to get under control, because you don't have any type of accountability. You don't have a boss breathing down your neck. You don't have, things that need to, deliverables that you are held accountable by someone above you. So this is really tough. So personally, mean, I'm rather new to this because, like I said before in the last podcast, I'm actually on leave for a few months. And so the only way I've been able to do it is the only way I've been able to avoid procrastination is actually I ended up hiring someone to kind of kick my butt. I paid him a good amount of money to be my consultant and to kind of keep me on track with some of the products and some of the things that I need to put out. And that's helped out a ton. That kind of goes into the whole accountability thing. Now, one thing that I would, because in Mary's email, she mentions, you know, it's easy to get lost in a sea of pros like you guys, but sometimes you want to network alongside folks just starting out like you. And I agree with that to an extent, but, you know, it's nice having friends and being able to commiserate and so on. But I actually think it's the opposite. You want to be around people who are much better than you. You want to be around people who are way further than you because they've already made the mistakes. They've already, and even if you need to pay them, they've already have the learning curve and they have the connections to make you successful. And that's a huge way to end procrastination. So, for example, my consultant, he really kicked my butt in the beginning. He said that, okay, well, what's your biggest moneymaker right now? Okay, well, it's I told him it was Amazon right now as far as per time put in as a result of what I get. It's the Amazon stuff because I also have my plugin stuff, but Amazon already overshot that. He's like, okay, we'll work on Amazon, but I also wanted to start building info products. I wanted to start building new plugins. I wanted to start building all this stuff. And he's like, no, you know what? Dude, trust me. Start getting your Amazon stuff up and running. Work on that for half the day. That is nothing else but that half the day at least. And that will get you to a good point. And once that's all dialed in, then you can start worrying a lot more about the long-term stuff. So you can spend half the day on Amazon and then you can spend a half the day on the long-term stuff, but you still kind of want to have more of the Amazon stuff going. And that's changed my life. That's changed the way I've worked in just in a short amount of time and has really shown revenue-wise.
No, I think that's a great tip. I especially like the part where you said, yeah, I mean, because I've been a part of groups. I'm still a part of one that specifically focuses on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of, I mean, I consider myself a new Amazon seller sometimes compared to people who have been selling online since, you know, early 90s. But most of those people aren't posting on that site. It's a lot of new people. And what I noticed is it's more of a time suck than actually beneficial to me now. And so to answer her question on procrastination, I love your suggestion of finding one person, and that one person can either be a business partner or a coach like you're talking about, or a mentor, something like that, who is going to kick your butt and put you into gear.
Yep.
And I know for me what helped my Amazon business a lot, and this is not something I would suggest right out the bat, but I'm not a procrastinator. I'm an overcommitter. Mm. But let's use them interchangeably. One of the best things that happened to me was my father-in-law is my business partner. And so he is a guy who just gets things done. Mm. And, you know, he'd call me up and say like, okay, well, hey, did you buy that stuff? I'm like, oh no, you know, I'm going to go do that tomorrow. He's like, after I hung up the phone, I'm like, man, I gotta go buy that stuff. You know? And so he didn't do it in a mean way, but it really helps a guy like me who has a million different ideas going on.
Yeah, he's like, he totally reminds you. It's almost like a passive kind of like, hey, you know, you need to get this done.
Yeah. Plus his income was based off of whether I did that or not.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, I couldn't just be like, yeah, whatever. You know, he's like, no, I really would like the money from that now, so we'll do that. So, I mean, in answer to Mary's question, I think probably my best suggestion and your suggestion too, Dean, is find one person, whether you're paying them, whether they're being a free mentor, or whether they're a business partner, who is just going to keep you on track with the one thing that you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, and see that through until it starts making some money for you.
Yeah. And so so I'm going to give you two ways to go about doing this. The first one is the freeway, and not the one that you drive on, but the free where you don't have to pay anything. And you'd be surprised how good the free stuff is. Every major city that I know of has a small business administration kind of group. And then there's also, usually within that, there is what's called the Small Business Development Center. And these small business development centers have coaches in them. They have people who have owned their own business, who have been successful in their own business, that are there for free to help you to start your own business and get you on the right track. They will work with you every week if you want to, and write your goals and so on. And they'll give you a level head of what's realistic and what's not. There's also in that, there are also people who are part of SCORE, and I think it's something of retired executives.
Yeah.
And those ones are cool too, because these are executives and business owners who are volunteering their time to really, really take you under their wing and give you counseling and kick your butt when you need to. Now, it's really good, but you have to think that they have other people that they're helping too, and they're volunteering their time, so they're not going to be as on you as someone who you're paying. And so the other way is to find someone in your niche or in the niche that you want to be and pay them. In fact, for me, I tell this story all the time. For me, I paid a couple thousand dollars when I first started out to learn how to start a business from someone who was my personal coach and who was coaching, I think it was like 10 other people or something like that. And it ended up changing my life. Yeah, I think it was like $3,500 or something like that. And it was a lot to spend in the beginning, but I made that up in spades. The last few years, I've made way more than that. So I definitely am for paying someone if need be. Those are the options that I see about kind of getting and just going. And you always want to have someone who's better than you, though, or else you're going to just kind of be in a sea of people who are whining or don't know what they're doing and so on. Yeah, it feels good, but I just don't see the point.
I agree. I completely agree. If my one suggestion would be find someone who's better than you and pay them to teach you and keep you accountable, just because, man, I mean, there's a couple guys that I wish would let me pay that. Would let me pay them to teach me. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's who you want.
Totally.
That's who you want to help you, guide you in the right direction.
Totally.
And I know it sucks hearing like, man, you mean I got to pay money for that? But I mean, most of the time, anything that's worth it, you're going to have to pay money for.
Yep.
And so I look towards it as an opportunity, not as something that I'm trying to work around.
Yeah. You have to do your due diligence, but for the most part, I've always had some kind of benefit, and you're going to have to invest anyway, whether it's in technology, whether it's in something in your business. Why not invest in yourself? And, you know, it's just the way you have to spend money to make money. And sometimes you have to spend money to learn the skills that you need to. Cool. So that's how you stop procrastinating.
Yeah. I think it's a good segue though into what we really wanted to talk about, which was how to start a $50,000 business from scratch in 2013. And it's going off of kind of Mary's question and our at least my take on how to do it, how to start a $50,000 business from scratch in 2013. If I was still at my full-time job right now with a family to support and kind of just no clue which direction to go, these are my three simple steps I would take to start a $50,000 business in 2013. And just an FYI out there, it's been a year now. So I was in this position a year ago and I needed to start a $50,000 business a year ago. We sold over, I think now we're over $400,000 in gross sales in 1 year on our Amazon business. So I'm making this suggestion based off of results, not off of just, you know, thin air. So here's my three steps to start a $50,000 business. Is I would pay someone to teach me Amazon. And that's because there is a learning curve, and Dean, you can attest to that.
Yep.
Towards learning Amazon. And I know that because I'm still learning every day. But I wish I did pay someone to teach me the foundation, but I wish I would have paid someone a little bit more just to save me from a couple bad buys and just catch me up to speed a lot quicker. So I'd pay someone to teach me Amazon, and then I'd find low-cost products or items around me to sell, and then I'd sell them on Amazon. And I know it sounds super simple, but it's the truth. It's totally possible to start a $50,000 business in 2013 just following those three simple steps.
But Brett, that is so boring. Why in the heck would you want to do that? And we've been talking about Amazon like for the last 6-7 podcasts. Why
well,
the hell
I was
going to
say after that, you know, then you're going to create your Angry Birds iPhone app. No, it sounds so boring, but it is so possible to start a business and actually see results by selling on Amazon. And that's why those three steps are there. It's the only thing that I suggest. I meet a lot of people who need to make extra money, and I just tell them, I say, hey, have you ever sold on Amazon? And sometimes they have, sometimes they haven't. And then usually if they take action within a month, you know, they're seeing a couple thousand dollars come in.
Yep. Yep. And it's super simple. In fact, I got my mother-in-law scanning things for me and getting some product, and she's learning how to do it. Actually, she texted me not too long ago. She said, hey, if I scan 5 to 10 items but choose not to buy them and would like to share the experience on the individual items with you later, will the history of those items remain? And I'm like, yes, they will. How cool.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. And I think someone who's listening and says, well, I'm not comfortable paying someone for a business I don't know anything about yet, go to www.entrepreneurideadads.com, and we have a free course for you to try out Amazon and see if you can make any money. And we've had great results. We have people making, you know, hundreds of dollars simply from watching the video. Everything about it is free, including the business itself. It's called Make $100 on Amazon in Less Than 24 Hours. And it's a great way to understand the power of selling on Amazon.
Absolutely. So that is Brett's take. And definitely go and do that course, because you'll also get my take, a little something when you sign up for that later on once you've gone through the course and so on. But anyway, more on that later. What I would do, apart from Amazon, you know, because some people just don't want to resell, and some people don't want to do the Amazon thing. It's just the way it is, yeah?
Right, right.
And it's not glorious, and people want to do something different. And totally cool. That's totally fine. What I would do is, now this is going to seem kind of super simple too, and I tell people to do this all the time as well. If you want to start a business, start a service business. You're going to get some kind of cash very quickly, and you are going to be able to see whether or not you like something, and it allows you to switch very quickly. We can talk about that later on in a different podcast. But this is what I would do: is first off, most people, every single course I've been into, every single business forum I've been into, I've seen this all the time. People say, "Well, how do I find my niche? How do I find my niche? I don't know what my niche is. I don't know what I'm good at," and so on. It's like, I've heard it so many times, and I'm totally guilty of it. But now it's kind of like, who cares?
You'll
see why. Is one thing that you can do to easily find your niche is to ask someone what you're good at. Other people tend to know you better than you know yourself. And so what I would do is I would email 2 to 3 friends They can be friends or family and just say, hey, guys, you know what? I want to start a business. I'm kind of being completely vulnerable right now. What kind of business do you think I would be good at, given my talents, given, you know, I just can't seem to figure it out, but I really want to start a side business. And you will get so many ideas from them. They will write back to you and they will say, they will give you a whole list of stuff. And then when they do that, when they do write back to you, just pick the best one, pick the one that seems the most interesting, and then write back and say, guys, thank you so much. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this started. Do you know anybody who would actually like or would need this type of service? And there you have three people who could possibly give you referrals. More than likely, they're going to try, even if they don't think of someone right now, they're going to ask friends for you. And so they're going to give you referrals, and those are going to be your first potential clients. And all you really have to do is sell them. So you probably want to learn how to sell. At least look on YouTube, just type in how to sell, and you'll find a whole bunch of videos on how to do the sales process and so on. And from then on there, once you've sold your first client, you're golden. I mean, you ask for a certain amount of money. It could be $50, $100. In fact, my first IT client was, I believe it was like $70. And I spent a ton of time on their computer because it was just jacked up. And they felt so bad after me spending like 10 hours on it. And they upped it to like $90 or something like that. I was like stoked. I'm like, holy crap, I just got $90 for the first time. How cool is that? And so within a matter of hours, you've already made your first couple hundred dollars. And then you could start, the more you become better at selling, the easier it is that you're going to be able to sell clients. In fact, you know, I started $50 with my first client, and one of my last clients was paying me $10,000 for a website. And so it's definitely doable. And this is $10,000 with competition, with definite competition. But how I got there was I had people who were better than me telling me and teaching me how to sell. And right now, if I was in the service business, I could sell $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, no problem. So that's what I would do.
I 100% agree that is another great model for starting a $50,000 business in 2013. I know myself, just small things. I've done a service-based business. I used to work in an industry where working with children with autism.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life, but I knew I had to make some extra money. And so I started a service business of doing these social groups with these children, and I got referrals and it started to grow. It wasn't something that I loved to do, so I didn't pursue it longer. But if you want to actually start your own business in 2013, starting a service business is so great because you don't have to do any huge upfront investments. You literally can work off of your first sale, your first amount of money coming in, exactly. You know, and that's the great part about being a service business.
Exactly. And it teaches you so much because even if you're doing the Amazon stuff, at some point in time, you're going to have to learn to sell on your own, sell to a supplier so you can, you know, talk him down and negotiate and things like that. And
oh yeah, totally. Yeah. They both carry over in both sides.
Absolutely, absolutely. So get out there and try emailing some friends. That's how you find your niche, is just by doing it. Stop asking how you find your niche, because you're not going to find it. It's going to find you. You have to go and seek it out. I mean, that's how Brett found what he loved to do. That's how I found what I love to do. And that's the way it is. And one thing that you will find in a service business is scalability. Scalability tends to be, a bit of a thorn in your side, but there's ways around that too. In fact, with my web development company, I started outsourcing overseas, and, even with that one $10,000 client that I mentioned, I think I spent 10 hours on that on my own, and the rest was off of that was done by the person who worked for me. And so when you calculate 10,000 divided by 10, that's pretty good money.
That's great.
$1,000 an hour. So, and so that's another thing that you might consider. And, you know, I would urge you to definitely go and go to entrepreneurideadads.com. One of the things that happens when you opt in for the Amazon 100, the Amazon course that teaches you how to earn $100 via Amazon, the free, completely free way, is that you'll also get access when we put it out to things on how to, you know, free stuff on how to outsource, some products on how to outsource that are a little bit more premium and so on, how to sell. Always putting out a lot of really, really good free stuff that'll help you, as well as some courses that kind of go more in depth with that type of stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, to sum it up in a simple way, in 2013, if you want to start a $50,000 business, which is most people's full-time income, start selling on Amazon or start a service business. You might be like, man, Brett and Dean, you guys suck. That's so lame. You know, like, I've heard that before. Well, you probably heard it before because people are making money off of it. Mm. You've probably heard it before because it actually works. It's not the glorious stuff. It's not the new Facebook or anything like that. But guess what? It's executable. You could take action tonight or tomorrow and have a business going. That's huge. That means no more procrastination. That means you can actually start creating a future that you will love. And I know that I love my life right now. I'm so happy that I took action on Amazon, because my life is forever changed by it. And we hope that you're going to visit Entrepreneur Idea Dads and, you know, opt in and give yourself the opportunity to change your life. We're just normal dads who want to help others start a business and start seeing income coming in, because we know the life-changing experience that is. So I really hope that you, the listener, just take action. Take action, and sometimes it's the simple things that pay off in the long run.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So go to Entrepreneur Idea Dads. Get started on the path. Get started. Yes, it seems like it's super simple, but the reason is that it is. Not that you're going to be making millions right up without doing anything, but it's going to be absolutely worth your while, we promise you. In fact, last podcast, Brett, what happened with Diane Dean?
Oh yeah, she sold $7,000 worth of stuff in 5 weeks?
Yep.
That's awesome.
5 weeks. 5 weeks. And she was an entrepreneur since the mid 90s. And she was like, holy crap, this is amazing what is going on here. And so, you know, just take that action and, you know, kind of get past the pride of wanting to start this huge, huge business. And, you know, we've given you two tips on how to really just get started. You know, a lot of people make excuses and they want to consume information and so on. We want to make it as easy as possible for you to get started on the path of entrepreneurship. And the easiest way is to go to entrepreneurideadads.com, check out how to earn money with Amazon, the free way, completely free. And it's kind of a no-brainer. And it's kind of sad that we have to say it all the time.
Yeah, well, I think if most people knew the other people who were making the money off of it, it would spread a lot faster.
Totally.
Yeah, and another great thing is Dean and I are going to be we are rolling out a coaching course. So if you're one of those people who wants to learn quickly and get up and running quickly and really build a big business where you see cash coming in right away. And I know Dean is someone who was talking to me and got his FBA business started really quickly on Amazon. And so it does help having someone coach you through it. We are only taking 10 seats, and that's just because our price point is so low that it makes me uncomfortable, actually, because I do make a decent amount of money on Amazon. So please know that this price will not be around long term. So we are taking 10 students in, and then we're cutting it off. But we're really excited to get those 10 students in. We hope they are the eager ones, the ones who want to make big things happen, because they're going to be the ones who have first dibs on everything else that we're rolling out in 2013.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So go to entrepreneurideadads.com, sign up for the course. And once you do that, we'd also love to have your email feedback. And we've had so much in the way of email feedback, and we absolutely love it. What do you want to hear? What would help you the most? You have Brett here, who has started many businesses, iPhone app businesses. He has his Amazon FBA business. He even had a children's book business. And you have me, who's done WordPress plugins, membership sites, outsourcing. I'd love to outsource. That's my bread and butter. Done things like service business, web development, and so on. And I love to sell as well, and which is extremely important, learning how to sell, things like that. Let us know what you want, and we will put it out there for you. So go to entrepreneurideadads.com and sign up and let us know. Just reply to the email. The first email that you get, just hit reply, and it'll go straight to us, and we would love to hear what you think. All right, Brett. Anything else, my friend?
Always end on the same thing. Take action. Do something.
Exactly.
Give Amen. Yourself the opportunity to succeed.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a great one, and we will see you in the next episode.